Now, will you notice as he moves on down here, because he says, but even after that we had suffered before and shamefully entreated, as ye know at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. And actually, the word contention here is the word agony. That is agony in the Greek, and we get our word from that. In other words, it was with a great deal of conflict, a great deal of inward agony when he came there. Now, will you notice, Paul says here that when he left Philippi, he'd been shamefully treated there. And you'll recall that that's exactly what happened to him there. But when he came now, he came with boldness. In other words, he did not slow down because of his experience before. Actually, he's saying this, I didn't play down the gospel. Having had a terrifying experience at Philippi, Paul didn't say, now I'm going to change my approach. I'm going to be more tactful. I'm going to be outspoken. Paul was not a secret believer. Paul spoke right out, just as he had done at Philippi. You see, it'd be so easy for him to rationalize. And he could say, well, now I better read that book, How to Make Friends and Influence People. And I should probably be more tactful. I should use have the easy sale, the soft sale. And I probably better come at it like that. Not Paul. He declared the gospel, and his experience before did not affect him. Now he's going to tell how he entered in among them and how he presented the word. This, to me, is tremendous. Fact of the matter is, it's amazing. Let me ask you this question. If you were asked to choose which was the greatest sermon of the Apostle Paul, what sermon would you choose? Now, I'm sure in this wonderful group of folk listening today that there'd be difference of opinion, and rightly so. That great sermon at Damascus after his conversion, that is a great one. There on the island of Cyprus before Sergius Paulus, when he began his missionary work. And then in the synagogue in Antioch of Pisidia on his first missionary journey. Very frankly, I consider that one of the greatest of his sermon. And then yonder in Athens on Mars Hill. And then there in Corinth. That was a great defense he made there. And then over in Ephesus in the school of Tyrannus. I guess all of these are great. Probably somebody had picked his message he gave in Jerusalem when he was arrested or when he was brought before Felix and Festus and Agrippa. And that one before Agrippa is a masterpiece. Or maybe there at the beach at Ephesus, his farewell then. Well, in every message, he always presented Christ, his death, and his resurrection. Now, very frankly, if I was to pick the greatest sermon of Paul, I would actually pick none of these. I would pick his life in Thessalonica, not in writing, but in walking, not in exposition, but in experience, not in his profession, but his practice. And he took his text actually from James, that faith without works is dead. And he made his points on the pavement of the streets of Thessalonica. He didn't do it with his tongue, but with the testimony of his life. It was the tongue in his shoes, not the tongue in his mouth. And every believer's a preacher. You're a preacher. Now, maybe you won't like that. There was a man that lived down the street from me when I first came to Pasadena. That was in 1940, and he was an alcoholic. Lived with his mother. Mother, a lovely Christian woman, she wanted me to talk with him. And I talked with him several times, but one day, it was right before the holidays, or at the beginning of them, actually, I saw him get off the old streetcar in that day, and start down the street. And he was using both sides of the street to hold him up because he was really wobbling. And he was 3 sheets under the wind. And so when he came by my study, I just opened the door and moved him in. Sat him down and I told him what I thought of him. How he'd abused his mother. How he was breaking her heart. What a low down, dirty rascal that he really was. And he agreed with every one of them. And then I came to this point. I said, you know, every person is a preacher. And I said, you are a preacher. You preach for your life. He stood up and he wanted to fight me. Boy, he doubled his fist. He says, don't you call me a preacher. You know, I could call him everything under the sun but a preacher. Well, maybe you don't like me calling you a preacher, but you're a preacher. As I told that man that day, every person preaches by his life some message. You're saying something to somebody by the life that you live, and you can't help it. Maybe a child in your home. And that's one of the reasons that we've got a lot of young kids out on the highways and byways and streets and alleys of this world today is they looked at mama and dad at home and they didn't like what they saw and they took to the highway. Oh, my friend, may I say to you, the greatest sermon you'll ever preach and I'll ever preach is by the life that we live. Now, Paul's going to tell you about the sermon he preached in Thessalonica.